Tech Lyceum, a podcast from Birlasoft.
It's always an exciting time on Tech Lyceum, and today we are gearing up for a journey into the role of ERP in streamlining manufacturing aftermarket operations. Hi there, I'm your host Neerja, and leading the way today are two experts in this field. Joining us is Rama Singh, Associate Vice President, ERP HBU. Rama is a seasoned IT leader with over 23 years of experience spanning delivery, pre-sales, business development, and leadership. At Birlasoft, she's been driving strategic initiatives for global clients across industries like high-tech, insurance, telecom, education, life sciences, and manufacturing. With deep expertise in Salesforce implementations and ERP integrations, Rama specializes in delivering end-to-end business solutions. Rama, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neerja.
Our second guest on the show is Todd Yildren, Director of Sales for the Manufacturing Business Unit at Birlasoft. With extensive experience in the IT ecosystem, Todd works closely with manufacturing clients, helping them stay ahead with emerging technologies. Based in Easton, Pennsylvania, he brings valuable insights into the evolving tech landscape and how businesses can leverage innovation to stay competitive. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neerja. Looking forward to the conversation today.
So let me start with this question, Rama. How do ERP systems specifically address the challenges faced in aftermarket operations, such as inventory management, customer service, and supply chain coordination?
Sure. Thank you, Neerja. Thank you once again for having me on this podcast. This is exciting. So the topic that we have today is very close to my heart when we talk about ERP systems. And as most of us know, ERP systems often are the backbone of modern businesses today because they are the ones that are integrating, streamlining business processes across several business functions like, you know, human resources, finance, customer relationship management, supply chain. And that's where they house all the core business data, where they provide a centralized data, you know, visibility. Businesses use ERP systems as a centralized data platform to get real-time data visibility into, you know, how inventory is performing, how customer sales are performing. And with a lot of AI coming into the picture now, these ERP systems or ERP softwares are, you know, really revolutionizing how they are modernizing businesses. When it comes to, you know, managing inventory or optimizing inventory, these ERP systems help companies look at data, whether it's about internal customer, you know, trends, patterns, sales history. They also provide insight into external data, which is, you know, maybe your economic conditions, your weather patterns, your geopolitical situation. And a lot of the supply chain and inventory aspects are dependent on the demand forecasting. With ERP systems in place, companies can, you know, be well equipped in accurately forecasting their demand and thus, you know, helping with optimizing their inventory or, you know, preventing stockouts or even looking at inventory, which is just, you know, they're sitting on that inventory, which is just, you know, cost for them. So how they can optimize that situation. So that is one very important aspect from an ERP system, the benefits or the outcomes. When it comes to customer service, we know that, you know, there is customer data that is on the front office that our sales and marketing teams are running with. By integrating the, you know, customer relationship systems or customer relationship software, we call them as CRM systems, with our back office ERP functions, a lot of this end-to-end business can be automated. We can bring customer interactions and, you know, offer personalized service using this kind of, you know, integrated value chain. So that's what, you know, I believe that ERP systems are truly revolutionizing or transforming businesses today.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Rama. There's obviously a lot on offer with ERP systems. And you did mention AI is playing a role in driving and enhancing these ERP systems. So, Todd, let me ask you this question. How are emerging technologies like AI, like machine learning and IoT being integrated into ERP systems to innovate and enhance aftermarket operations?
Thank you, Neerja. I really think this is at the heart of many executives today in the IT ecosystem. AI and machine learning analyze vast amounts of data to predict equipment failures, optimize spare parts inventory, and automate workflows. So by leveraging predictive analytics, companies can shift from more of a reactive to proactive maintenance, which ends up reducing downtime and operational costs. Also, IoT plays a crucial role by integrating real-time sensor data into the ERP systems. This allows businesses not just to monitor equipment performance continuously, it also triggers automated service alerts and extends asset life through predictive maintenance. Additionally, AI-powered chatbots and service automation improve customer interactions, offering real-time support and personalized recommendations. Advanced analytics also helps businesses understand customer behavior, leading to more efficient aftermarket service offerings. So by integrating all these technologies, ERP systems are evolving more from a traditional, just a data management tool, into intelligent platforms that enhance efficiency, it lowers costs, and improve overall aftermarket performance. So that is key of why many executives are looking into these areas as we are recording today.
Thanks, Todd. Thank you for taking us through that. And I think now's a good time to maybe throw in a couple of examples. So Rama, can I bring you in here and ask you to touch upon or give us some case studies of companies that are using ERP systems to enhance their aftermarket operations? And what were some of the key outcomes and improvements from these examples?
Yeah, sure, Neeja. Thank you for that. Yeah, for sure. Like, so being part of a large implementation services company or a services system integrator, we, you know, often are in these conversations with our clients as to how, you know, if end of the day, business growth, you know, with profitability, customer experience, transforming customer engagement and things like that is what every business is aiming for. And an ERP system, along with, you know, your customer relationship management softwares, play a very important role in how businesses can turn that some of these things around. And like I mentioned, like we and Todd himself is very close to the manufacturing vertical. We have a number of customers that are global manufacturing giants that we are working with, and we've seen how well they have come up or how well they have transformed across their, you know, inventory, supply chain, customer relationship processes using a combination of so ERP is the backbone, like I said in the beginning, and a combination of bringing your front office, which is a CRM, with your back office, which is ERP, to transform all of these processes. So I can give an example of a manufacturing company and also an HVAC company, which is into refrigeration and, you know, refrigeration and fire security solutions. So how they are working with, you know, the OEMs, as well as how they bring in ERP and CRM combined into the aftermarket processes. By implementing an ERP system and then looking at integrating the business processes with all of the data being utilized for, you know, like Todd mentioned about, you know, the AI and the predictive, a lot of the outcomes that we see are related to, you know, better inventory management or better, you know, optimized inventory with real-time visibility into levels of inventories, you know, details about parts and products, warehouse locations. So there's better control. They can reduce stockouts. There is enhanced coordination between the suppliers and distributors. So by integrating these supply chain processes, ERP systems help to improve that coordination between suppliers and distributors, which eventually helps timely procurement and delivery. So on both sides, whether it's a supplier or, you know, when we distribute to our customers, we want to be optimal. So there is, you know, procurement and distribution or suppliers and distributors coordination that, you know, these customers have seen improving. Of course, customer service comes into picture where we are able to, with the integrated ecosystem, we are able to track customer preferences, their interactions, their patterns or, you know, demand patterns and order patterns, which, you know, allows us to provide more personalized and efficient customer service. A lot of these manufacturing companies deal with field operations where, you know, they have to have teams on the ground helping to fix breakdowns or, you know, doing new installations or preventive maintenance. Now, with your integrated customer data and inventory processes across the value chain through this ERP implementation, we are able to deliver these services faster, and there's a faster turnaround, and which results in customer delight. And then all of this basically leads to operational efficiency. You are now automating a lot of your manual processes. You have workflows, you have real-time data access, and you have a lot of business processes being streamlined, manual intervention being reduced, which again, you know, leads to operational efficiency. So these are some of the outcomes we've seen, and we are actually partnering with some of our customers, helping them modernize their landscape, and ERP plays a very, very crucial role in that, Nisha.
Some very interesting work is being done in this space, and of course, not without consideration of the larger impact, right? And how it can revolutionize work in this field even more, I'm sure. So Todd, let's talk about the future, right? What trends do you foresee in the future of ERP systems for aftermarket operations, and how can companies prepare to adopt these innovations effectively?
Definitely. No, I think by the trends for ERP will definitely be led by AI-driven automation, IoT integration, and also cloud-based flexibility. So we'll see predictive and prescriptive analytics playing a larger role, with AI not just forecasting failures, but also recommending proactive actions. So IoT-enabled asset management will provide real-time monitoring, allowing businesses to shift from reactive to predictive maintenance. Cloud-based and composable ERP systems will offer greater scalability and customizations. So because of that, while AI-powered automation will streamline workflows, enhance customer service, and also reduce operational costs. Additionally, sustainability will become a focus, with ERP systems optimizing resource usage and supporting circular economy initiatives like remanufacturing and recycling. So in order for executives and companies to prepare for this, companies should invest in data infrastructure to harness AI and IoT effectively, adopt scalable cloud solutions for seamless technology integration, and what's key for many organizations is training employees in emerging technologies and also strengthening their cybersecurity to protect connected systems. So by embarking on these innovations, businesses can enhance their efficiency, lower cost, and deliver better aftermarket services, staying competitive in the evolving ERP landscape. So I know Rama touched on a few areas of the other businesses, but mainly these are the focus areas for ERPs going forward.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. That's great. As we wrap up the episode, Rama, Todd, could I ask each of you to leave us with one key takeaway from this conversation? A little food for thought, if you will. Rama, why don't you start us off?
Yeah, it has been, an interesting conversation, Nisha. I think when we, you know, talk about some of the technology, you know, the role that technology is playing, which it has been for many, many years, it eventually comes down to AI and data, I think, right? So obviously there are customers, there are companies that probably are embarking on an ERP journey, right? They do not have a system like that in place and how that transforms their business. But without the mention of AI and how the vast data that they would have collected, whether it's online, offline, how AI is going to come into this and start using that data, giving us insights, predicting trends or giving recommendations is what I think it's all about that, you know, today in Asia. So I think that is what I would feel as a takeaway from this conversation, and keep thinking through how we can support and help our customers, you know, better.
Yeah, absolutely, Rama. And Todd?
I think from my perspective from this conversation, it truly shows that, you know, you need to innovate with emerging technologies. And if you do not innovate with the data and AI, your companies will be, you know, left behind. So you want to innovate and be in the lead, as we've seen organizations and companies over the years who did not innovate in time in order to stay, you know, in the lead and in their respective marketplace. So that's just what I've gotten from this conversation, and definitely enjoyed having the conversation with both of you today.
Thank you, Todd. Well, that's our show. Thank you, Rama. Thank you, Todd. You've really given us the lay of the ERP land, I think, with your expert insights. It was great having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Nisha. It was great being here.
That's our show. Thank you for joining us. I hope you took a lot of things away from this episode, and we will be back with more amazing topics. So stay tuned right here to Tech Lyceum. Until next time, it's me, Neerja, signing off. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Tech Lyceum, a podcast from Birlasoft.